Dr. Ismail Zaid, thanks for taking the time today to talk to the Halifax Media Co-op. You've been in Halifax for 40 years now, but you're not originally from Halifax.
No.
Far from it.
No, I was born in Beit Nuba in Palestine a long time ago, and I was invited to come and teach at Dalhousie University Medical School here 40 years ago, and I've been here for 40 years.
And what made you leave your home country?
Well, my home country, I didn't leave by my own choice. My village, Beit Nuba, was occupied in 1967 and systematically dynamited and bulldozed and destroyed completely, together with two neighboring villages, Emwas and Yado. These three villages were wiped out in June 1967, immediately after the war that Israel waged against Egypt and Syria and Jordan. Our village was destroyed and we were driven out, and we have been refugees ever since. And despite the fact that Security Council resolution said all the refugees that were driven out in 1967 should be allowed to return to their homes at the earliest practicable date, this earliest practicable date has not arrived for Israel. It's now 45 years later and we are still refugees.
If you could just describe the town of Beit Nuba as it stood when you were born there.
Beit Nuba was a farming village where we planted olive trees and apricots and fig trees and vegetable fields and wheat and barley and all these fruits. The joy as a little boy that I used to enjoy climbing up olive trees and picking up the olives and throwing them down on the floor and things. It was a great fun. And the same thing as picking up figs from the high trees, because our olive trees were huge, massive trees, and we enjoyed that immensely. And the villagers in Beit Nuba enjoyed this, and our products were very well prepared and taken to the markets in Jerusalem and Ramla and Lidda. Where were the nearest town to us? Were Ramla and Lidda, where we used to take the products there and sell them there and so on. But Beit Nuba also, as I was saying, is a historic village. It has a long-standing history. It's renowned for its location. In Beit Nuba, there was a major battle between the Christian crusaders who were occupying Jerusalem and Saladin, and a major battle which was brought victory to the Saladin Salah ad-Din army in their march to Jerusalem. This is a historic record anyway.
Have you been back to where your village was since then?
No, I have not been allowed to go there. No.
Do you know what stands in place of your village now?
Well, yes, I do indeed. I know very much what stands. At the sites of these three villages, Emwas, or Emmaus, the biblical town Emmaus, Yalu and Beit Nuba, stands the infamy that's called Canada Park, built by the Canadian Jewish National Fund with Canadian tax-deductible dollars, which is in fact a terrible act, because the destruction of these villages is a war crime, and to build a recreation center and picnic areas on the ruins of these people with Canadian tax-deductible dollars by a so-called charitable act is immoral, in my opinion. And the government of Canada, I have been writing to Canadian authorities, ministers and cabinet ministers and media and so on for many years, but to no avail.
Has there been any response from the Canadian government on this issue at all?
I've been writing Revenue Canada ministers many times, and I get after not a no answer, and then I call and I write again and say I haven't received any response to my letter, and there they say we are looking into the question and we're doing an independent study, and then I write a year later and say what happened to the investigation, and they tell me it's private information, we cannot tell you what the outcome is, and nothing happened, and the money continues to go to the Jewish National Fund as a registered charity.
You've made a great success of your life in terms of contributing to Dalhousie, to furthering studies. How do you remain positive? How do you remain upbeat in the world, knowing that many Palestinians were not so fortunate? Many Palestinians have been murdered. And that your home village is erased from history almost.
Completely, yes. I was lucky that I managed to achieve universal education. I studied at the University of London and qualified, and I have been in professional practice for over 50 years and so on, and I feel very happy and satisfied to offer my professional ability and to human beings and people who need care and so on, as I have been doing since qualifying. I don't have any regret about that. In fact, I'm proud that I have been able to do my little bit. And I hope everybody else would also try to do their little bit toward human beings.
I just wonder how you manage to perhaps compartmentalize a part of you that would be angry.
Yes, my anger is related to what the crimes that Israel is committing against my people. But my professional performance has no anger element in it at all whatsoever. I do my work as a physician, yeah, and in perfectly ordinary standards.
You're 79 now. It doesn't seem like there's any real positive light to this situation. From a younger person's perspective, it doesn't seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Well, sadly, this may seem like that, but I am been thinking for a long time that the struggle for a just cause is perfectly justified, no matter how long it takes. And I have maintained that Zionism is running against the natural course of history. And ultimately, I think justice will prevail. It may not happen in my lifetime, but ultimately, I think in future generations, we'll come to see justice prevail. And that's what we should all hope and work for. Because without justice, I'm afraid there'll be no peace for Arab or Jew in the Middle East. And we want peace so that we all can live in peace together and without violation of human rights and the war crimes that are being committed today.
What kind of tactics do you think work in this day and age for Palestinians, for anybody looking to, as you say, get the course of human history back on track? Because you've been observing and you've been acting in this regard for a long, long time.
I have all my life. I have encountered oppression since the age of three, and I believe that struggle, peaceful struggle, is the answer. And I believe that people must continue to persevere in their struggle peacefully, and hopefully justice will prevail, because I want to persuade other people, Canadians and Americans and others, to see the light. Because unfortunately, because of the media attitude and our political leaders' attitudes in this part of the world, people are not being allowed to see the facts for what they are. And I feel it's the duty of Palestinians and all human rights activists to demonstrate and popularize the idea of facts, historic facts, and human rights.
Can you talk about a high point of your life in Halifax? What's been good about it?
Well, my life in Halifax, what's good about it, in fact, is that I lived happily here and I worked professionally to my satisfaction and did my little bit in the medical field, helping patients and others, so on. And I also brought up a family here and who have worked here and are successful in their careers and so on. And I also feel, I've always felt that Canada is a country that may be open ultimately to see the light and to act accordingly to... We in Canada always claim that we uphold human rights and the Charter of the United Nations. And I'm afraid this isn't in practice, but it's my strong feeling that this must be so, and I'm hoping that it will come about.
Well, thanks very much. Thanks for your time.
And thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I hope, and I'm very pleased that there are many people like yourself who are acting in accordance with their principles and conscience in the support of the just cause of the Palestinian people.
Thank you.